We're holding in Chamishi. Just before Chamishi, we learn about Avimelech comes and wants to make a pact with Yitzchak. Yitzchak makes a feast. And Yitzchak asks them, what do you guys want from me? You guys sent me off. You guys were unfair to me. They said, no, we want to make peace with you. So Yitzchak rebukes them and they come to terms. Tells us the Medrash, they left him in peace. Melamed, this teaches us, Shatochacha mevi'a lidei shalom. Rebuke brings peace. If you bear a grudge in your heart and you don't tell the other person, so you can't attain peace. They came to Yitzchak and Yitzchak said, why'd you send me away? You hated me. So he brought the things to the surface. They dealt with them. At the end of the story, they left him in peace. We then go on and we're told about how Esav took wives who were rebellious against what Yitzchak and Rivka said. So even though Esav was such a good son, he took wives who were horrible daughters-in-law. And then the Torah tells us that when Yitzchak got old, his eyes didn't work well. They became dim. Esav was a good son. Yeah. So Yitzchak could no longer see well. Our sages tell us, whoever looks at a rasha, if you take a good look at a rasha, so then our sages say, whoever looks at a rasha, his eyes dim. Yitzchak's eyes dim because he looked at his son Esav the rasha. Yeah. Okay. Say that, yeah. Good question. It's a very, very good question. So maybe we'll deal with it tomorrow night. Yitzchak wants to bless Esav and he tells him, bring me to eat and then I'll be able to bless you. And from here we learn that when you give a blessing, you have to be in a state of happiness. It affects us, our state of being, and that's why the ancient custom was that when a chassan got engaged, he'd give out candies and everyone would give him a blessing. When a child became bar mitzvah, he'd give out candies and everyone would give him a blessing. When you have something sweet in your mouth, then you could give a blessing. When we're eating at a kiddush, then we could say l'chaim, we wish you life. When things are sweet, then we have it easier to forget our own tzaras. We could give other people's blessings. Yeah. That's one opinion. One opinion. Okay. So Rivka tells Yaakov, you go get the blessing. Yaakov says, maybe my father will feel me out and he will think I am kimtatea. What does it mean, kimtatea? So our sages say that idol worship is called ma'ase ta'atu'im. Kimtatea means, if I lie, my father will consider me like a pagan. Whoever is dishonest in what they say, it's as though they serve idols. Yaakov brings in the food. Yitzchak starts talking to him. And Yaakov doesn't sound like Esav. Sorry. So Yitzchak says, Hakol, Kol Yaakov. Our sages say, Yitzchak here was defining Yaakov's powers. The power of Yaakov is in the voice. Our sages say, prayer only works in heavens if someone from Yaakov's offspring is involved. So if you have some Shalom Achshavniks praying, it's a problem. Our sages say that if someone's praying from Yaakov, So that's what's going to move things in heaven. A prayer works when there's a little bit of Yaakov involved too. And Hayadayim Yadei Esav, the hands are the hands of Esav. You want to win a war, Chazal say, you won't find a nation victorious at war unless they have some of Esav's offsprings in their midst. What? No, no, not Jews, Esav. Hakol Kol Yaakov, the voice of Yaakov is wailing, Yitzchak was prophesying from the hands of Esav that are destroying him. That's what it seems like. Yitzchak calls Yaakov close, and Yaakov brings him to eat, and Yitzchak kisses his son, and he smells his clothing and blesses him. Our sages say he smelled reyach begadav, the smell of his clothing. Chazal say, al tikri begadav ela bogedav. He smelled the smell of those that would be rebellious in his offspring, and nonetheless he blessed him. And Yitzchak declared, look, the smell of my son is like the smell of a field that's blessed by God. What is a field that's blessed by God? That, our sages say, is a field, an orchard of apples. And this is what you find in Kabbalah a lot, and we say, those who say, sing the Kabbalistic songs on Friday night, Chakal Tapuchin. What is Chakal Tapuchin? An apple orchard. So the smell of Gan Eden seems to be like the smell of an apple orchard. The only question is, what are apples? Who knows if a tapuach is our apple? Or a tapuach is like tapuach anavim? Or a tapuach is an etrog? Who knows? That not. Okay. Hashem blesses him. Ve'iten lecha Elokim mital ha'shamayim u'mishmanei ha'aretz ve'rov dagan ve'tirosh. Yitzchak blesses Yaakov, you should have a lot of dagan, grain, v'tirosh, and wine. Our sages say you could read it tirosh or tirash. If you merit, you do what's right, tirosh, you will be a rosh, you'll be on top. If you don't do what's right, tirash, you will be on bottom. Yes. I agree.